Message number 828. My justice will befall all those who prevent the holy word of God from being made known in the world. Thursday, June 27, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, do not allow my revelations to cause you grief or fear. You are being guided, and even when the suffering becomes intolerable, please remember my words. My father promised through the prophets of old that he would send the final prophet, the final messenger. No matter how fearful this may be or how terrified this makes you feel, know that it is by this act that the final covenant of God can be brought to fruition. I tell you now, fear those of you who insult the word of God. Cast your eyes down and cover them with your hands, particularly those of you who spit in my face at this time because of these my messages of reconciliation. You are not worthy to stand in my presence. You who mock me now will fret and continue to fret until the great day, for you will have lost me the souls I so desire. To my sacred servants who sneer at my intervention through these messages, your day will come when I will ask you this. While you spent so much of your time denying my true voice, how many souls have you sent to me? And how many have you turned away from me by those acts by which I will judge you? Those among you who shout blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, know that before the great day and as a sign to all, you will be struck down. Not one word will escape from your lips, and by this deed you will be known amongst your flock, the same flock you told to ignore these messages, for they do not come from God. On that day your followers will know the truth, and you will fall before me. I make no apology for this warning. If you defile the word of the Holy Spirit, I will cut you off from me, and there will be terrible cries by you and all those you will bring with you into the wilderness. My justice will befall all those who prevent the holy word of God from being made known in the world. Theirs will be the worst punishment, for the pain they will experience will be worse than those in the lowest level of purgatory. Your wickedness shocks many good innocent souls who are faithful to my church on earth. Your cruelty, which will be revealed in time, will be seen by many, and then your true allegiance to the Word of God will be finally tested. Then you will stand before me on the great day when I come to reclaim all of God's children, when I come to free them from exile and take them to their final home of love and peace into the new era of my new paradise. This is when heaven and earth become one. Your Savior.